This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
For many years, it's already a custom. Right after Simchas Torah, the first shiur is on the inyan of the importance of quickly beginning Bereishis, without any pause, without any lapse in between the end of Devarim and the beginning of Bereishis. We've brought down all the years from Shas Uchus Radvaz Chelek Dalet Simin 1279. That the reason the Sefer Torah, the third Sefer Torah, which is for Bereishis, is read second, even before the Maftir, which is Tadir. And the reason it's read Bechlal, even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara, is because of this inyan. We don't want there to be any lapse in between the end of Devarim and the beginning of Bereishis. We don't want the Satan being Mekatrig. We rest on our laurels. The Chida adds, that's why we begin learning the Nevi'im immediately. The Menaris Hamar says there was a custom to learn Mishnayis. We said all the years from the Stipler. That's why the Chasan Bereishis, we rush him up. We say, Maher Amoid Amoid Amoid. The importance of quickly beginning anew, so the Satan is not mekatreg to say that they're resting on their laurels. We've brought from the Panovitcher Rav, who would always start a new project even before he would finish the previous one, so that when heaven examines his account, they don't say, well, he's finished with something, let's get him now. It's always good to be in the middle of something new. But let's focus on another aspect. Let's focus on what is the joy of finishing a Sefer, what is the joy of a Siyam. You know, amazingly, the Arzarua, Chelek Beisim and Shin Chaf, quoted by Beis Yosef in Simat Tavrei Samach Tes, brings the source of a Siyam comes from a Medrash in Shir HaShirim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Shlomo, hey Shlomo, what do you want? What can I give you? So Shlomo says, if I ask for money, Hashem will give me Kesef Azav. But if I ask for Chachma, then He'll give me everything. The Medrash says this is analogous to a prospective prince who the king says, what can I give you? The prince says, if I ask for money, he'll give me some coins. If I ask for his daughter, he'll give me everything. So too Shlomo HaMelech says, if I ask for Chachma, Hashem will give me everything. The Medrash continues, Miyad immediately Vayava Yerushalayim, Shlomo came to Yerushalayim, Vayamoid Lefnei Aroin Bris Hashem, he stood before the ark, Vayal Oilois, Vayas Shlomim, Vayas Mishtel Chalavadav, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Mikan Sheoisin Suuda Legamra Shel Torah. From here, we learn out that you make a Suda upon completion of a Sefer of the Torah. That means we learn out from Shlomai, who was given a Lev of Chachma, that you should make a Siyam when you finish something in Torah. How could you learn out a Siyam from Shlomo when Shlomo didn't make a Siyam? In fact, Shlomo didn't learn anything. All he was given was a lev of Chachma. How could this be the source of a Siyam? In the Sefer Harei Kedem, he cites that Rav Soloveitchik would say over in the name of his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, that from here we learn the Simcha of a Siyam is not the Simcha of completion. The Simcha of a Siyam is the ability to begin again anew like never before. That when a person learns something, you're ligmar v'hadar lizbar, you're able to then learn it again with greater depth. You are given a lev shaymea, a lev of chachma. The same reason Shlomo rejoiced because he was given a heart of understanding to do what with? To learn more. The joy of a Siyam is the joy of starting again. Therefore, Rav Soloveitchik would quote from his father, the Iker Chasan is Chasan Bereishis, not Chasan Torah. Because the joy is not the joy in completion, it's completion facilitates a beginning like never before. It's very telling in the beautiful Nusach of the Rishus for the Chasan Bereishis. We say, Oysa Mechabevim. We cherish the Torah, kiyom nesinasa b'hadar, like the day it was given in glory. Mesalsalin ba, we caress it, kachadasha, like something new. V'loy kayashana sh'avra, not like something old. That we approach Bereishis like we never saw it before, like something new. Tzmeim, thirsting, lamaitz, to suck out its juice. Ul hes'aneg mizivikara. So the joy of Simchas Torah is the joy of starting Bereishis. May Hashem give us siyata d'shmaya to embark upon Bereishis with the enthusiasm and excitement kechadasha v'loy kayishana sha'avra. Everyone should be zoicha to siyata deshmaya in the new limudim and b'chol inyanecha uv'chol ma'asei hadecha agazinta vinter.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.